Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys.
My name's Joe. I like bribing the Ukraine, hair sniffing, and other things. I think, whatever the thing is.
Where am I?
The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To the purpose of the Second Amendment. When you go off again into the weeds and you get away from the purpose of it, you're going to get into all of these controversies. Why is the Second Amendment there? And a lot of people don't know the reason that it's there. Because I hear people saying, you don't need this kind of weapon to hunt deers. The Second Amendment is not about deer hunting. The Second Amendment is about the people's right and ability to protect them.
It's also about a militia as well.
It's about being able to help in case of a foreign invasion, being able to help our forces, but also being able to defend themselves against an overly aggressive government.
Yes.
That's why it's there.
The police have also responded.
That was Ben Carson. Oh, welcome. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Friday. And I'm flying solo, so if you want to call in, now would be a really great time, actually. It'd be a really great time. Of course, I hope you were listening last hour. Chris Ann Hall had a lot to say about the... It's not, it might be overturned, but nothing has changed in this country when it comes to abortion. So we have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of people to talk to and say, hey, why for the last 49 years did you not do it when states had the rights all the time? That they've always had the right. They didn't just get the right today. So they've always had the rights. The states have always been able to do it, and that's why they were able to put through the heartbeat bills and everything else. That's the proof. And... So how do we educate the nation in that? Because there were a lot of people that sat on their hands and said they couldn't do anything. And we have to bring that to people's attention. Because I think people have really been lied to for 49 years about this issue. And 63, 64 million babies have died as a result. Have been murdered because of this. That's no small number. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate.
Hi.
Calling.
Hi, Sam.
Here's where I'm coming from on this. If, mm-hmm. if we wind up, of course, I agree with everything else that you guys have been commenting on regarding mm-hmm. the states. I was railing on this afternoon when this mm-hmm. whole thing first came down, that the states had the authority to do this instead of these stupid trigger laws that they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
They had the authority to do this, before the
49 years.
Court opinion came down. Mm-hmm. But having said that, the other thing I was going to say, where we need to hold these feet to the fire, is if we do get the rage and the rioting and everything they claim that we're going to get out of this, we need to hold the state, the feet to the fire of these politicians who are also behind the January 6th people being put behind bars, when that was so relatively small compared to what we have the potential of seeing tonight, and was only by a few masterminds that helped provoke what went down.
Yeah, trespassing and taking selfies down a red carpet in the middle of the Capitol is not burning down cities and death and destruction, if that's what they have planned. They have riot gear on, so I'm expecting that these women will be wound into such a frenzy that they will cause destruction, feel justified in it, because the media will just say they're angry. But they'll say about January 6th, you're a domestic terrorist if you trespassed. Oh, my gosh.
They can be angry, but people who are protesting the issue with the election don't have the right to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is basically what's being said here.
Right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it, Sam.
That's all I got.
Thanks. Love your calls. So true. It's so true. So there's a couple directions I want to go in this hour, but I have to pay tribute to Babylon Bee, who said, what? It's just a clump of words. They said Roe versus Wade finally aborted in the 198th trimester. I just can't believe that in America that the take that, hey, don't murder your baby, is the odd man out take. That's just so weird, isn't it? When you really think big picture, like where we've arrived, because maybe we've been the frog in the proverbial hot water for way too long and not realized how Sodom and Gomorrah we really are right now. And there are women out there that are going to go destroy things for the right to not to choose. It's not about a choice. The baby doesn't get a choice. It's like, you know, like the other day I said, it's like saying my house, my rules. Except nobody said you could kill a baby in the house. You know what I mean? Like, there's a limit. There's still a lot of people out there that go, but they should have the right to choose. No, the choice was made before that. And you have to deal with the consequence. You knew what can make a baby. So it's not like it's a big shockaroony. And they don't want to deal with that. So what they do is they turn this into a rage point. A flashpoint of rage, so they can go out and destroy. And there's going to be a lot of girls out there that go, oh, we've had something taken from us. That's what the news says. So I also wanted to share this with you. This was Ron DeSantis on children's vaccines, and I'm really glad that he stood up for this. Here you go.
mRNA jabs for the babies. Yes, we didn't. We recommend against it. We are not going to have any programs where we're trying to jab six-month-old babies with mRNA. We're following the data. You look at these European countries, they are, a lot of them don't even allow Moderna for under age 30, or they recommend against it. So that was always that. We still have not ordered it. We're not going to order it.
Wow. Nice. Nice job. I'm so glad he was outspoken on that, DeSantis. That was great. And I also wanted to mention, what is behind what's going on today? What is behind this? And truly what is behind this is the razzle dazzle of, see, you got a big victory that you've been wanting for 49 years, even though it's not really. But we see what you got? Don't look at the gun bill. Don't look at the biggest, most egregious taking of liberty and the Second Amendment infringement that we've seen. Don't look at that. Just look at Roe versus Wade and the NYC thing. That didn't really mean anything either, really, and only really affects New York. You know, that's the kind of nonsense we're dealing with right now. So it's the theater of it all. It's the theater so that they can pass these kinds of things and then no one's really paying attention. And once they're in, they're in. And now Congress will definitely go with it. And Pelosi is going to pass it as fast as she possibly can. She's going to get everybody behind that. But they don't want you talking about that today. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Go right ahead.
I I've just been thinking a lot about the women who are affected by all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a lot of young women and older women, I suppose, mm-hmm. who find themselves pregnant and don't know what the hell to do.
But they don't find themselves pregnant. They knew what causes the pregnancy.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. They have done something.
Mm-hmm.
Either they've been married and they don't have as
mm-hmm. or super promiscuous
support system mm-hmm. or something.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they've made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So this choice has been made. Not a lot you and I can do about it, right?
Right, but the choice can't be to kill the baby. It could be give the baby up. It could be keep the baby. To kill the baby, I would say that's not an option. The murder isn't an option.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely not. That is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do for these women and girls?
We help them deal with the consequence of going through the 9 months, either to give it up or keep it.
Exactly. And why do we not see the miracle of this type of charity for our fellow humans?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not see that all over the place? Because it is happening every day. We've got this Hope Pregnancy Center
mm-hmm.
that is, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But how many more are there?
Well, and how many?
I mean, there should be as many of those as any Planned Parenthood in this country. There should be as many of those mm-hmm. out there to
more.
Help
there should
people,
be more.
Or more.
Mm-hmm.
There should be three times as many.
Because I mentioned
why don't we have those? Why isn't it getting, well, I know mm-hmm. why it's not getting the press because, mm-hmm. you know, the press is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a corrupt press.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Democrat. Wow. I actually had my first year of marriage, mm-hmm. went to Planned Parenthood and got the contraceptive.
Mm-hmm. Well,
as soon as I moved to Southern Utah,
mm-hmm.
it was like a light turned on.
Wow.
And I realized what a crappy type of lifestyle that is to be okay with all of this stuff that the Democrats.
Right.
I mean,
I know what you're saying.
We need to push for mm-hmm. more of these Hope Pregnancy Centers.
Yes, we
that
do.
That should be our goal, because whether we like it or not, whether these women have, mm-hmm. you know, had been solicited or whether they've, you know, they're valueless.
They need
or
help. Yeah, they need help
there
and their fellow man.
On the way.
Sure, sure.
And we need to do something, not just harangue them and say, you know, you have, mm-hmm. you're a slut or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's far from where we should be.
Absolutely. And I think that our fellow man can really help with this. And I think that we can all strive to really help people either give up the baby or keep the baby. But through that whole 9 months, you bet. And I think that there's a lot of really good, caring, loving people that are ready to do that. They would love to see
babies go
to good homes.
We're not on a shortage of loving, caring people in this world, in this country. But it's the press is not showing this. That's why we need to get out there and mm-hmm. find any way to show that these are available.
Amen.
These women, they don't seem to think there's any chance of them surviving having a baby. But I've had four.
Yeah,
there were a few times
blessing.
I'm thinking, what in the am I doing?
Yeah, but there hasn't been a day that's gone by. There hasn't been a day that's gone by that you didn't. That you ever regretted
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we need to.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. I love what she's saying. And yes, of course, you strive to help these women when they put themselves into this position. You know, we can always help, and we usually do. But the hard part is to see women angry because they can't go abort the baby and act like nothing ever happened. Because truly, for their own life, we should care about them, and their mental health, I don't think, is ever the same after the abortion. I think it affects them their whole life because I think it affects their soul. So we can help women to not have to go through that. That's amazing. And help those babies. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Get to the website. Make sure that you give Inside Out Hyperbarics a call. InsideOutHyperbarics.com. And this company is fantastic at servicing the entire country on hyperbaric machines, getting them into your home. They're so affordable. People don't realize that. And they can help with everything from, oh my gosh, you name it, autism. They're having so much success with autism. They're having success with cancer treatments. People go into the, you know, it's a kind of a loose hyperbaric oxygen tent, and you're just breathing that in. You can just take a nap, and it's doing all the work, and it's the oxygen's going into your cell, and it is incredible. It's helping with leukemia. It's helping with cartilage regeneration. You name it. Oh my gosh, I could just go on and on. PTSD. I've had guests on the show that actually use that with trauma to the head injury, and they were a year later just doing so fantastic. It was, I swear to you, it does. If you know what hyperbaric can do, then you go, my gosh, why do I not have one of these machines? And you can even make payments on it, however you want to do it. But they have many ways to serve you. Please go to InsideOutHyperbarics.com and give them a call, 435-634-9355. Give them a call. They're amazing. They have all kinds of things that they can talk to you about and see if it fits what you need. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Mike.
Hi, Mike. Go right ahead.
Hey, in my opinion, mm-hmm. There are two options when a woman is pregnant. Mm-hmm. They can either carry it to term, mm-hmm. or they can put it up for adoption.
Yep.
And you know, as you've relayed your story before, I was adopted at birth. I've 30 years ago, I met my biological family. Found out I have a brother named Mike, so figure that one
that's
out.
That's amazing.
A whole other story.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. But, you know, your previous caller that had called, I was listening to a lady earlier today that was working at one of the crisis pregnancy centers or whatever, and it made me think of she was talking about education. Mm-hmm. You know, our opponents, they have command of the media, and their voices are loud and shrill, mm-hmm. and their only option is basically infanticide, in my opinion.
Right, right. Get rid of it.
The murder, right, the murder of inconvenient babies, mm-hmm. is what they're advocating. So
you're right.
But I here's my hope, and here's the positive I see in this, is I hope that a lot of people that have been silent, and I'm talking about Christians and people that are basically on the right or whatever, just common sense people that will grow some courage, and mm-hmm. that we will start supporting these crisis pregnancy centers and things mm-hmm. like that in every mm-hmm. way, volunteering, mm-hmm. donating.
So
but
true.
I think it's a matter of education for when these young girls are pregnant mm-hmm. and they're in a crisis, okay? And they don't. We want them to know that the two options that are available, and right. That's it.
But you're right. You know? You're right. And the reason we have less pregnancy centers than abortion centers is because the need. They've actually said, you know, we're doing more abortions, and of course, and it's easier, and it's under the cover of no one knows, and I can walk out, and nobody knows what I just did, and that should tell people volumes right there. People want to keep it concealed, so no one ever knows. But that's why, is because the braver choice, obviously, was to go through those 9 months and deal with, if they want to call it a consequence, I call it a child, but whichever, and either give the baby up or keep it. And you're right, we need to. This is the point where we step in, make sure those girls are supported. And we also have to go back and start where this whole problem took off. And that is in the morality of our country and being so permissive in this area and saying this is what you should do and put off marriage until your 30s or 40s. Go have sex as much as you want because there's no consequence. You know?
Exactly.
So we got to go back to the morality factor. Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate that. So true, though. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. I'd like to talk a little bit more about, I'm driving here. Let me pull over. The legal solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about these laws and states that want to pass it. And you're right. I'm just fine-tuning what you and Chris Ann said.
Uh-huh.
What's really needed is not passing laws at all. What's needed almost in every state is passing resolutions, because in 1789.
Whoop.
Exists,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whoop, I'm losing you, Mark. I'm losing you. Give me a call back.
I keep
losing the line. Give me a call back. But we have done such a bad job at conveying to the youth that sex is not dating, that there's really a reason for sex and marriage, and that we're not telling them that we're not conveying those messages either. And that's why I was talking about the poor youth think that abortions is a birth control method, and they think that that they should be having sex starting at 16, 17, and that's just the way of the world. And so that's where we went off the rails. You're probably not going to hear a lot of people say that on the radio today. For some reason, have you ever heard somebody that is completely off the rails, pro-abortion, ever talk about morality? It's never talked about. They never go back and talk about what has been causing the problem and why we landed into a situation where so many women want to go get an abortion. And that's the conversation we haven't been having. That's what's so sad, is that you'll never hear a pro-abortion girl talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They can't talk about it. They can't, because they think that it's just dating. It's just part of life. And we certainly did get into that territory. But women will find themselves pregnant. The woman caller was right. They will find themselves pregnant, and we just need to be there to help them through that. For that specific amount of time, and help them make the right choice for them, no matter where they are in their life. And that just seems like a no-brainer. The states, it'll be interesting to see what they actually do now. Now that the light's been shining on them today, it hasn't been, they haven't, no one in the press has been saying, you've been lied to for 49 years and they could always do it. But now they're announcing they can do it today. So this will be kind of interesting to see. But I also want to say again, like I said in the last hour, not in one of my visits to the doctor in my lifetime have I ever, as part of my healthcare visit, ever had a conversation about murdering a baby. This is not healthcare. This is murdering a baby. If it was part of healthcare, somewhere along the line in my 50 years, I would have had that conversation, surely. It's not healthcare. It's not part of healthcare. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has to do with the choice to murder or not murder. And if you want to murder, they're right there to do it. And they call it care. Certainly not care for the baby. Definitely not care for the baby. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. What I was saying earlier is that state laws are not needed on almost all states.
Mm-hmm.
Two resolutions are needed.
Mm-hmm.
The one resolution is to say that we're going to enforce the U.S. Constitution, where it says that the 10th Amendment, they have no authority to be regulating the law. So that'll prevent anything like a Roe versus Wade from now on.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a state resolution. Most states, I understand, my state has it. It has a due process law in it where nobody can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just write a resolution saying that abortion, or excuse me, fetuses are life, and you specify why and so forth, whether it's a heartbeat or even before that, conception, just specify that's life, that's all that's needed. We just need to enforce the laws that are in place, and it's much easier to enforce the constitutions, our state constitution and the U.S. constitution, to come up with a new law, and a new law can be overturned at another time. Resolutions can't, because they're tied to the supreme laws.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, we're spending, great point, we're spending billions to go in search of life in outer space. Even a sign, just a sign, just a little tiny glimmer of life. And we can't find it in our own babies in the womb, kicking and rolling around and sucking their thumbs and doing all of those things. So when the states compromise and say 15 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, if you have to kill it to get it to stop growing at any stage, then that's the death. That's the murder. So you can't go in and try to win an argument saying it's just a clump at the first week, the second week, the third. It's always growing. So you have to stop it from growing. That means it's alive, no matter what week you're in. And I hope I don't sound like I'm, you know, on my soapbox. And I probably sound like that. I just wonder where we went so south in this nation that we are actually having this conversation, and there are people out there fighting to kill other people, because that they're all people, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I just wanted to call in and see if I could provoke a little thought
mm-hmm.
in regard to stepping back and looking at this.
Okay. You've got about a minute.
Law and all of this stuff.
You've got a minute, so make it quick.
Okay.
Go for it.
The thing is, I'm trying to talk about transhumanism, mRNA,
uh-huh.
CRISPR, and stem cells that they get from the placenta from mm-hmm. the abortions.
Yeah.
There are people in this world, whether people are aware of it or not, that are utilizing that to give themselves additional life and youth. I feel that the rich, the people that don't want to give up power, don't want to give up all of the things that they own,
mm-hmm.
that are behind a lot of the abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that there's not a lot of misery and basic problems that we have
mm-hmm.
that we're discussing right now,
right.
But you've got to step back and you got to look, why is the motivation so
mm-hmm.
to kill babies
right.
and provided by the rich and the powerful?
Yeah. Yep.
No,
yep.
Yeah, just keep the thought. Think
yep. I love it. I love it. And by the way, you're right. And by the way, you know, the information came out from more doctors that said, it's causing sterility in men. They're not getting the semen count. It's wreaking havoc. And this is exactly why they're so desperate to put that shot in your arm. They don't necessarily like people. Of course, they want to keep it going, abortion. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Do you feel the world's broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? You could see it all, man.
song. Chris Tomlin, Is Anyone Worthy? The really great song. And I love all genres of Christian music, and what a timely message that song is, right? Please visit the sponsors of this show to keep this show on the air. And I hate to have to ask that. It's just that we can't survive without that, because we're not taking money from a corporation. So, which is good, so we can say what we want and do what we want, and that's really powerful, and I'll never give that up. So help us out. Go to the sponsors. They have fantastic products that I think you all should get. Balance of Nature is an incredible food supplement. You're not getting the nutrition out of the food you're eating, and neither are your kids. You should have them on this supplement. And then, of course, preparewithkate.com, get some food storage. When you go to that landing page, preparewithkate.com, you'll see a couple of items. All you have to do is click on one of those items, and then it brings you into the site, okay? You can navigate the site, add what you want. They have all kinds of specials, and you can pay later. You get the food now, pay later. Nice deal, huh? Clean Start is a good hand sanitizer that you can make when you need it. And it's amazing because it's a moisturizer. It doesn't have any alcohol in it. And it's hospital grade, but you can also use it as wound care in a pinch. So it's fantastic because it's great for wounds. So, and that's usually the thing that really hurts us, is having something happen small that turns into a big deal because we don't have any proper way to keep something clean, like in an emergency or earthquake or whatever happens. That is a fantastic product. You got to put the code Kate in, but as all the products are, but please do that. That's a great product. And also the Pure Body Spray that you can put in your mouth, and it gets rid of the metals in your body. And of course, Zelenko's products. Zelenko's products are so cool. And, you know, he's going through a tough time with cancer coming back. And so I know you could probably appreciate the fact that not only is he working on great products, and he's really working through this cancer, so he's not taking any breaks, but he is delivering some fantastic products, like the detox, and also the detox product you can take every day, and the quad product that gives you all those things that we've been talking about for two and a half solid years on the air. Quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D. It gives you in that right proportion. So the Zelenko products are so good, and they have a sale on them. So make sure and take advantage of that. And then MyPillow. You can call up. I was going to talk just about Brian Sitnick. Some information. Miles Mathis put this up, and I agree. From the very beginning, something was very off. His family was saying he died because somebody sprayed him with the... He was the January 6th. Remember they said that he got hit over the head with the fire extinguisher? And then the coroner came out and said, no, he didn't. There is no blunt force trauma. And I had it out with that FBI guy where he called me a liar because he died by fire extinguisher. I was like, no, he did not. Anyway, all that has come out as fact now, that he never died of any blunt force trauma. He just died the next day, and it wasn't from anything that happened to him. And his family even said bear spray, sprayed with bear spray. I mean, there was some really weirdly concocted stories about his death, and they kept showing the picture from like 2002 of him. They don't have any updated photos. I mean, Miles made a great point. And then also that his army was Air Force. It was not Air National Guard. It was Air Force. So was Ashley Babbitt, the one they said that died, you know, and the circumstance surrounding her seemed very false flag and very much a setup. The police officer that shot her never even filed a piece of paperwork on it. When did you ever see that happen? Especially in something that's out there for the whole country to witness. Come on. And so there are so many things about this pointing to the false flags involved here, but they almost have him sort of still living. Like, there's nothing out there when you go look at, you know, like the My Life pages and all of that, that say he's deceased. It's really fascinating. And when you start to go down these rabbit holes, you start to realize the depth that they'll go to sell these stories and to incarcerate people and to lie to do it. And all of those women tonight, like we said, they'll burn down a city and nothing will happen to them. Press will go, oh, they're so mad. It makes no sense, right? Nothing about this makes sense. And that gun control bill is going to sail right through, sadly. And I'm horrified at the thought of that, because red flag laws are the taking of your guns for self-defense in your home without a trial. No due process. No due process in this country. I don't even know if we even get the scope of how damaging that is. The red flag laws. And what provoked this bill that had already been written and was just waiting to get through, sail through the Senate. I mean, Mike Lee did say, you know, they had an hour to vote on it. And that's when everybody should vote no. Anyway, if you have an hour to vote on it, you all vote no. But we don't have enough people with character to do that, right? They want to pass gun control for their own agenda. And the House is going to vote yes on it. King Fraud-a-Lot, his little clone, he's going to sign it. And it'll never go away. So what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Are you preparing for that? We really do need to get some things in place. And like the song said, don't ever forget that we have a lot of light. And as much as you can see forward to what happens to us and what's going on in this country right now, we can look around and see all the blessings, right? We can still see all that. I can still see all the blessings in my life, and I'm still amazed by them. And I'm really lucky and really fortunate. Sometimes looking forward kind of sucks, because you get this visual and it can take over what you're living in right now. And I hope that doesn't happen to us, because I don't want to burn us out, and I don't want us to get to the point where we feel like hopeless or anything like that. I have a lot of hope. I know how the story ends. And so I have a lot of hope that we can get through this together. But I don't want to lose sight of the light in our lives and the true blessings and the wonderful things that we have right now either. So it's going to be a real fine line to enjoy life and the blessings and be grateful for those, and to also be able to see ahead and prepare for the things coming, right? I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. But man, we really do need to walk that tightrope right now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to make a statement about the red flag laws. The red flag laws and gun registration is gun control.
Yep.
Because once they have red flag laws and they have gun registration and they know who have guns, The police can just show up at your door and say they had an anonymous tip that you were a nut job and take your gun.
Yep, you're right.
It's that simple.
You're right. You're 100% right. It is gun control.
Yeah.
And that's why they were willing to razzle-dazzle us today with the really nothing burger Roe versus Wade. Because they didn't really do anything with this, but nothing has changed anyway. But that's why they had to do that in the same week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the abortion side, I mean, I hope those West Coast states make them a sanctuary. Maybe all of us red states can have all these people who are sick and tired of us move out to the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Yeah, and then I hope it dumps in the ocean, because you know what? It was pretty grotesque to see the three of them, Washington State, Oregon, ooh, she's so gross, and then, of course, ooh, gruesome, all get together to do this Western front as if they're going to war for murder. Like, what? Where did we go as a nation? So maybe they ought to be, like, lopped off. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm in favor. I'll say aye. appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Kate, on the red flag laws that the gentleman was just talking about, one comment I want to make is, even if you don't own a firearm, you're in danger, because what about some kid pulling the prank or somebody saying that you have guns when you don't?
Yeah, that's true, too. And the angry ex-wife and the liberal out there from the LGBT political agenda out there, that they're like the hate crowd. They go around threatening everybody. And that they would be real keen on calling in on anyone that they perceive as somebody that isn't all aboard the LGBT trans movement. Yeah, I can see big targets over people's heads now, for sure.
Yeah, and the thing is, what's so bad about this is, you know how the police are going to be in these cases when they come to investigate. They're not just going to come and ask you if you have guns. No. They're going to come bust your door down.
Yep. Yeah, because
so
as
even
we...
even if you don't have guns, you should be very concerned about these red flag laws.
Yep, and I have a feeling that now that they're bolstering up, making local police look inept to bolster up the feds, that it'll be the feds coming in for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to fight that one in the states, too. And, and the states need to stand up against this one, too. So.
I agree. Thanks, Sam.
That's
appreciate you. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, the I love this controversy over Roe v. Wade, but I would love to have a chance to, you know, speak to the other side. Okay. And that is, yeah, I agree with you completely. You know, it was a terrible decision of the Supreme Court because these federal overreach, you know, we shouldn't have that.
Right.
It's a state's matter. Mm-hmm. It's a state's matter. And, you know, it's like, well, wait, you know, it's about this and that. No, it's about the states.
Yeah, it always has been.
Being preeminent.
We just
didn't
know.
And the federal being, you know, sort of not so overbearing, we might say.
Right. But we sort of invented the overbearing. So it was a creation of the media and the government to say that Roe versus Wade was as powerful as it was. It really isn't. The states could have done something all along the 49 years.
You're right. It would be wonderful if someone would actually locate the non-aborted baby that was the cause for Roe v. Wade to begin with. Okay? Apparently,
she's pro-life.
She, that person is alive.
Yeah, she's they pro-life. She's amazing.
They can speak to this particular topic, okay? From a you know, murder, killing baby standpoint,
right.
But a constitutional scholar should say Roe v. Wade, you know, all, you know, virtual federal overreach is now being recognized for what it is. Okay?
Well, it's being exposed and, for sure as a state's, state's thing.
But I was searching high and low to try to find a medical exposition, like a seminar, that would show actually an abortion itself, okay, to show how grisly and gruesome the whole thing is, and say, okay, you know, if I want to show someone something, this is actually, you know,
so they can
with
see
millions
it.
Of them going on, you would think that, wow, there's got to be a tutorial for doctors how to rip this baby apart, okay, and, do, you know, do it, the, you know, the protocol, okay. Search high and low. You can't find something like that. So just as a teaser, I was going to say, well, gee, I want to make a you know, video, you know, and I want to make some you know, woman rich at the same time.
Right.
Okay?
She's I've got to go. I've only got about 10 seconds. You got about 10 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah, she's not getting any of the downstream of the baby part sale, but for that one individual, you don't have to know her name. We can show it and then say
they have
a lot of money.
Right.
And then, but it'd be a snuff film.
Right. Thank you for that. Yes. Yes. And here's the deal. They already have those videos. They've been showing them to women to change their minds. Actually, they go and show them. And so, and within about 20 seconds, did you know the woman usually changes her mind? Even the hardcore pro-abortion will change their mind after they see what they're actually advocating for. The horrendous taking apart of a baby alive. So, yeah. Anyway, hate to end on that note, but here we are. So have a great weekend. See you back here on Monday. Connor Boyack, Mike McGee on the grid. Connor Boyack on Monday. Pesta on Monday. Huge, huge amount of people next week coming to the show. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm sleeping better. I wake up better. I was so groggy all the time. I didn't want to get up. When I wake up, I'm awake. I've got more energy. It's with my situation. I had two surgeries a year ago within 3 months. I had a hip replaced and a major back surgery. The circumstances where the surgeries were close together, and they knocked me down pretty good. And I'm feeling much stronger now. I just bought a bicycle, ready to start getting back into shape because I have the energy to do so.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.